Word up, Wayne. What's up, buddy?
Rod boy, I'm ready to do the word of the day.
All right.
You know how I'm ready?
No.
I just put on my data britches.
You heard that, huh?
Of course I did. Of course I did.
I'm having a difficult morning. Don't give me a hard time.
Very nice.
For the folks who might miss that, I said I was reading a story about breeches a while ago, and I said britches. And so, you know, there you go.
Well, I think it makes three of us. Nikki and Mary Dawn and I live for those moments, Ron, so don't stop.
Oh, thanks for including me in your little group.
Well, it was a tough vote, Nikki, but you're finally inside the inner circle.
Thanks.
All right, guys, here we go. Doing strange, odd little words. We did ought. We did dearth. Lack of, an inadequate supply. Dearth.
Yeah.
Get ready. Take a deep breath here. Here's a word that I suppose would be equivalent to another word, the epitome of something. The word of the day is ne plus ultra. That's three words, so pay attention here. N-E, there's the first part, followed by what looks like the letter or the word plus, P-L-U-S, pronounced plu, I believe, and ultra, U-L-T-R-A. No, it is not a light beer, Ron, contrary to popular opinion. Ne plus ultra, the ultimate or the perfect example of anything or something. That would be Ron in his newly minted data bridges, right?
Hey, you're saying it starts with an N as in no or M as in money?
N-E is the first part of the word or term.
M-E?
N.
N-E.
N. N is in no.
Or Nikki.
No. N-E.
Okay.
Or Nikki. There you go.
Okay.
Followed by a space, followed by P-L-U-S, plu. Followed by another space, followed by ultra. Ne plus ultra. Ron Stutz is the ne plus ultra of radio dreamy DJs. Right, Nikki?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. She's jumping right on that. Hey, thanks, man.
Okay. Well, I tried. I need to go adjust my data britches, so I need to hang up. So
I think
you
so.
All take care.
Need to pull them up.